I just like the explosion of when it goes in my mouth.
I'm tougher than wood.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All right, San Francisco 49ers 1-0 after they beat the Jets on Monday. They got Minnesota on Sunday, 10 o'clock start on Sunday morning. That's Guru's least favorite time for a game, I believe. Is that correct?
Well, it's like all three of my kids. I love them all, but I love getting up, Jimmy Dean sausage, hash browns. So I appreciate the 10 o'clock game. I just said the most prestigious game is Monday night and the Sunday night game because you're the only show in town.
Fair enough. Just to add a little context to this. So Brandon Ayuk, we don't have to make a point about it, but I do think it's, interesting. For example, here's what I'll compare it to. I'll just take you back, 30 years. Remember when we got the report, Sprewell choked P.J. Carlissimo.
I'll never forget it.
Okay, well, he choked Carlissimo.
Yeah.
Something happened to practice.
Wow.
Then we found out, not only did he choke him, he left, came back, and tried to do it again.
Yes, he did.
So we know that Brandon Ayuk is a 49er and signed a long-term contract, but apparently there was some drama behind the scenes. And here's what Jay Glazer said on Sunday about how this all came down.
The day it actually got done, the 49ers were trading him to the Pittsburgh Steelers. It was already en route there. And then all of a sudden, Brandon Ayuk happened to show up early to the facility that day. Went downstairs trying to meet with Kyle Shanahan. Kyle Shanahan was trying to get in touch with the front office, but they couldn't take his call because they're trying to get the trade done to the Pittsburgh Steelers. So Shanahan actually ran all the way upstairs, said, hold up, hold this. Let's put a hold on these trade talks right now. Pittsburgh will call you right back. They went down and talked to Ayuk for about 2 hours. They said, look, you have until the end of practice. We're either trading you to Pittsburgh today, or you could take the deal that's been on the table. It's up to you, but you have till the end of practice. He says, this is where I want to be. Brandon Ayuk remains a 49er.
Mm. Yeah, just kind of interesting that there was an ultimatum.
Well, there was also the Niners saying, to hell with it. We've washed our hands. You're going to be traded. But I guess, Stoney, there's no ill will if I'm Ayuk, knowing when it was all said and done, they gave me the funds. They gave me the chicken. So I'm just asking you, would you harbor any resentment?
Well, it depends. I mean, did he get more money at the end, or did he take a deal that was still on the table or that was on the table a month ago? But no, I wouldn't expect there to be any ill will.
But they gave you third to Steph Curry a year.
What's that?
$30 million a year. Remember, I was like, that's too much for him, just me.
Well, it is.
So, like, why didn't he sign it 2 weeks ago?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
He definitely didn't want to leave, and they didn't want him to trade him. But they were just like, hey, this ain't going into the season. And it didn't.
Yeah, I just thought it was kind of interesting. Yeah. I'm trying to envision Kyle Shanahan running up the steps.
Episode of The Office. Yeah. Hang up.
Yeah, to John Lynch's office. All right. San Francisco 49ers, they got a game, obviously, on Sunday. Christian McCaffrey, a little banged up with a calf and an Achilles. And what do you do with him?
Man.
How safe do you play it? I mean, everybody who we've talked to, whether it's Tucker or whether it's Brian Baldinger, everybody's saying they got to be careful with this. But I always wonder kind of what that means in football. But take a listen, Goo, to what Baldy said, and I want you to react off this. Take a listen.
The problem is that he's such a worker. You know, he's such a guy that his workouts are important. His training is important. It's hard for him to rest. And really, tendonitis is something, and I don't know exactly what the issue is, because we're all just hearing about it really for the first time, the extent of this thing. Tendonitis doesn't go away without rest, for the most part. You can treat it with anti-inflammatories. There's things you can do. An inflamed tendon, I don't care where it's at in the body, rest is usually the number one bromide in order to get that cleared up. And so that's just not his mentality. So I got to see how they treat this right now.
Yeah, this is...
Wow.
This is interesting. Because if he works hard to get back, then maybe that's not the best thing for the injury itself. If he doesn't work hard because he needs to give it rest, then what does that mean for his conditioning and his situation when he comes back? I don't know what to tell you. It's a long season, and till further notice, I'm not going to be overly worried about it until we get, I don't know, to the middle portion of the year.
Yeah, and I totally get that. And again, Stoney, what's peculiar about this whole situation is what Baldy just touched on. You have to go tell Christian, hey, we know you're a warrior. We know you want to get out there and work and prepare for the next assignment. But Stoney, somebody's got to say it if they haven't already. What's at stake? We want to slow play this. And they may already know, just like by all accounts, they knew Friday he wasn't playing Monday. But maybe they already have a target date of how many weeks he's going to be out. But when it's all said and done, there's another component to this. And that's the one that matters the most to me.
Is this going to be about how he reacts when he comes back?
No, the body. Oh. How the Achilles reacts to him playing. So, Steiny, I'm being real. I'm just a hack on the radio. He wouldn't play to week 6 or 7. That's how far down the – if Dr. Feely is right and you're telling me to just get on the shelf, that can improve it or it could possibly subside, I'm doing that. It's not worth it.
Why week 6?
Just as far down the thing as possible. So if you're telling me in a month and 2 weeks he's going to feel better or it might feel at its best – I'd rather go into the playoffs as a fifth or fourth seed or lose the division. But as long as I got McCaffrey feeling the best he's felt, then there we go. There's no reason to rush him back.
I mean, it sounds to me like if he would have woken up Monday and said, you know what, it feels pretty good, he would have played. Yeah. So I think the minute it feels better, he'll probably play.
Now, he probably would play, but as far as an organization, would you say, hey, we know you want to play.
But how do you determine when's the right time to play? Yeah.
Wow.
I mean, and I'm being serious. Wow. It's like if he shows up, if he's in Minnesota on Sunday and he's like, you know what? I don't have any pain
right
now.
Stoney.
It feels good. Well, it feels good, but we're going to give you 3 or 4 games off. I don't know. I mean,
What about this real quick? What if he plays in Minnesota because he felt good?
Right.
And then when they play the Rams, it's barking that he can't go.
Well, what if he doesn't play for 6 weeks and he comes back and it doesn't feel...
That's why this is an issue.
Yeah. So
there's no doubt we can admit this is a big deal.
I don't want to give you that right now.
All right.
I don't.
It's not
ideal.
It's
too early.
Yeah, no, it's not ideal.
But
okay.
It's... To me, it's too early.
This is like the difference in them maybe winning the Super Bowl or not.
Well, it shouldn't be if he's healthy by the halfway point of the year. Steve's in Vacaville. Hey, Steve, what's going on, man?
Stevie.
Yeah, you guys just harped on it. The dude needs to rest, pretty much do nothing for, like, the next, 6 weeks, 8 weeks, whatever it is. Come back after the bye week. He's going to split the load anyway on the way back because they're going to be cautious. We already lived through the whole KD thing, the whole Clay thing. They both busted one. If he busts something, that's pretty much the 49ers Super Bowl right there. That's all I got.
Yeah, appreciate the call.
Yeah. It's so interesting, fascinating, man. I mean, obviously not fun, but you're right. It's not you just hit me with, what if he wakes up Sunday and he's ready to go? Would you still tell him, as an organization, we feel – we would like you to rest umpteen weeks or 3 to 4 weeks, even if you feel good, Christian. We just don't want to risk it this early.
I mean, honestly.
Like, damn.
To me, this is a conversation that
only he and the org
doesn't even matter.
Wow. Steiny.
I mean, it just doesn't.
I get it, man.
I mean, I can't sit here and answer the question, well, Steiny, would you rest him 2 weeks, 4 weeks, or 8 weeks? I have no idea. I have no idea, and it feels like nobody has any idea. It's you're going to rest it, and then when it feels good, he's going to start playing again. So I have no idea. And then we get into the other thing of If it's not fully rested, is there more of a risk for injury?
Now, what if the worst happened? And I just got well, be risked around on the table.
Hurt.
Right.
And I don't know what.
I got you.
Like, I don't know what the answer is.
It's nobody, hey, you should have done this. You should have done that. If that were, then nobody wants to hear it, but it's on everybody's mind. I guess, Donnie, you can't defy what was meant to be. Like, you can rest. Like, Stanley, just think about how this thing's an issue if he's been off this long. That is one when I say, hey, take another 6 weeks. Are we so sure you're going to be ready to go?
Or how do you know he's going to be ready in 6 weeks? Yeah. I mean, like, I'm not saying that they should just play him, but, like, I don't think we have any idea of that. What they're going to do and how they're going to handle it. Last I heard was if it was a playoff game, he would have played. And do you believe that? I believe it. I believe that if last Monday was a playoff game, I believe he would have played.
Now, this is I don't believe that. And I'm going to just
you don't think
with
he would have played.
They told us the same thing, but instead of playoff, it was regular season.
Yeah.
That was said. If it were a regular season, Christian would have played. Where he's ready. And I'm with you. I don't know how you solve this. And Dr. Feely feels like it's rest. I don't know. We saw KD rested. We saw Greenlaw.
Everybody
Greenlaw
says
didn't
it's rest.
He missed some time. He was hopping off the field. He was John Wayne. And it eventually, on a fluke, gave. So I'm with you, Stoney. You know, Minnesota and all the teams after Minnesota without McCaffrey are going to present you different problems defensively. And I don't know where this thing is going, but, man, I would proceed with caution to kind of – you're going to call me crazy here, Stoney. If delay the inevitable.
I don't know how to answer it. I have no idea.
And I guess I'm not asking you to get – because I totally feel you on – Goo, what do you do?
Kyle Shanahan today said McCaffrey was limited in practice. So he was at practice, but he was limited. I mean, look.
Will be.
He will be limited today at practice. Look, it's the kind of thing where if he plays against Minnesota and he gets hurt, they're going to get criticized. If he comes back week five and gets hurt, they're going to get criticized. Right. If he comes back in week 10 and gets hurt, they're going to be criticized. If he comes back in week 12 and is great, people are going to say maybe he should have come back sooner. Like, that's all on the 49ers. I got no clue on how his foot and Achilles feels and how he knows his own body.
And if he says he can go, you got to – I guess that's it, Sonny, right there.
Benzo is in Napa. What's going on, Benzo? How you doing, man?
Doing pretty good, guys. Congratulations on the win. It was a good win. I think everybody came through really solid. And my point that I want to make is that we got a guy that came up and no one knew what he was going to do. And Mason just crushed it. And they played it well because no one knew. They gave it to him. Obviously, Shanahan knew. But what I want to say about it is I don't know why we've got to make this overcomplicated. We just got another freebie. It's almost like Purdy. We didn't know how good he was, but now he's really good.
Mm-hmm.
And we've got McCaffrey that got overplayed last year. I know deep down in all Niners fans' bones that we were worried about him getting hurt. And I can hear it in everybody talking now. Mm. And everybody's like, easy, easy. So this is an easy decision. Keep him as long as you can until he gets good, until he gets totally healthy. Because if you play him before that, you're kind of ridiculous. I know McCaffrey is the kind of guy that wants to play. So you want to keep him in the mix just for his mental side of things. Mm. But I think that this is an easy play. And you got a freebie. You let Mason run the show until maybe you got a really good opponent you want to really bring McCaffrey in for, and he's totally healthy. And then now you got two weapons. So to bring in – the only bad move here, I think, is to bring in McCaffrey when he's not ready. That would be a gigantic mistake. So that's kind of what I want to put out there. I'm listening to everybody, and you want that guy when it's important, and you don't want him getting hurt or nursing an injury all season.
Appreciate the call.
What do you got on that?
Well, I tell you what I got on that. And this is where I think we...
Because I'm not criticizing. I'm just like, this is crazy.
But this is where
how you handle the possibilities.
This is where we tend to focus on our team and act like our team is in a different spot than other teams. And it's like, I'm looking at the Packers. Okay, they just lost Jordan Love for a month. It happens. Mm-hmm. Nick Chubb, he's going to miss the first four games for the Cleveland Browns. Puka Nacua, he's hurt. He's going to miss some games. Derek Brown, defensive tackle, Panthers, good player, gone for the year. Mm-hmm. I think we overthink it way more than the teams overthink it. It's like they deal with this stuff every single week, every single day, how a guy is, how healthy he is, and sometimes a guy's got to miss a game, and sometimes he's got to miss more. But every team goes through this, and every team gets guys banged up, and the 49ers have a guy who's banged up.
No, that you're spot on, but
I'm like, why
wouldn't you rather have it? I guess it's the area of the body.
Who cares? If you're hurt, you're hurt.
Because there's a gray area and we've seen it with Durant. We've seen it with Greenlaw. Now, Joe Burrow, he was able to stand
Burrow
away.
Burrow came back in 2 weeks.
You're right. So I guess I would rather have a hyperextended knee or a broken bone, and you know it's going to heal in your back. This is a gray area.
I don't think I'd rather have a broken bone. When you know you're going to be out 2 months, probably.
But you know it's going to heal, and then you're back.
Well, this thing it heals.
This thing is, you know what I mean, Stoddy? Touch and go.
Every team's got this stuff. That's all I'm saying.
Well, injuries.
Yes.
But this one is the one that we've seen guys kind of lose.
Jordan Love's as important to the Packers as McCaffrey is to the Niners.
No doubt about it.
Well, that's all I'm saying. Rick's in Fremont. Hey, Rick, what's going on, man?
Hey, thanks, guys. Long-time listener, first-time caller.
Oh,
love
sweet.
Your show.
Thank you.
I just wanted to lay out a couple of stats in front of you to talk about Christian McCaffrey's impact. You probably already know this. So 2022, points per game for the 49ers with and without Christian McCaffrey. With McCaffrey, 29.8. Without him, 20.4. 2023, with McCaffrey, 29 points per game. Without him, 20 points per game. So over two seasons, the Niners are averaging at least 9 points per game better or higher with McCaffrey in the lineup. That's a statistically viable sample size. You cannot ignore it at that point. So I think I heard you guys talk about how Shanahan, goes into a game, making a game plan to try and win the game, not worrying about workload management or injuries. But I think when it comes to McCaffrey, he might be the only exception. He knows that he needs him at the business end of the season, in the playoffs, to be a little bit more fresh than as opposed to ride him and drive him all season long. That's just my thoughts. What do you guys think?
Yeah, I don't know if that's in Kyle's nature. I really don't.
I mean, he's basically saying change the course of how he thought previously because of this guy.
The one thing that I don't think will happen is McCaffrey plays and they use him differently. I don't.
And that would go into my decision-making then, too, Stoney. Because if you're on the field, we're not going to cater to, is he a little gimpy? Let's cut some of the reps back. You're saying drive 0 to 100 like they've been doing.
I'm just telling you, I think that's Kyle Shanahan's mentality. I think he's an all-or-nothing guy. I think if you're going to play, then he's going to want to use you the way he wants to use you, period. If he doesn't think McCaffrey can carry 24 times against Minnesota, well, you know what? Then just sit out. Right. I don't want to have to use you only 11 times carrying the ball. I just don't think Kyle's like that. I think he'd rather know one way or the other, are we going full bore or not?
Yeah, and I'm not a coach, but I should ask Ross this, but I guess I could bring it up to the guys in the crossover. You tell me what you think. So Minnesota's preparing all week for the great Christian McCaffrey. Rightfully so. You find out, or they did, when we did, 90 minutes for the game, he's not going to go. It's still the running back position. But do you think in a crazy way that threw the Jets off? Or Minnesota now knowing most likely they're facing Jordan Mason, they might be able to tame him more than the element of surprise because he's a big boy. I said he reminds me of Marshawn Lynch. I still stand by that, Steiny slash Marion Barber. I just wonder now that teams know if they do face Mason, knowing they're facing Mason, they can prepare for him, or is it just the O-line's going to be dominant like they were Monday night and UI and Evan can run through the holes? Because that's what they did to the Jets. There were people in the press box saying you or I could have got through there.
What would be the adjustment a defense would make if they found out Jordan Mason were playing and not McCaffrey?
I guess just the style of knowing Mason's maybe not going to catch it out the backfield, even when he's lined up in the backfield like McCaffrey can, knowing he might not be an option like a McCaffrey. I don't know. Stuff the line of scrimmage. You know what I'm saying? Dare Purdy to throw the ball. Man coverage. We didn't see much of that from the Jets.
I mean, I just feel like, okay, you're in Minnesota. Hey, look, Jordan Mason, McCaffrey missed the first week. Jordan Mason carried 28 times, so let's be ready for both of them. But they'll probably won't have to worry about McCaffrey.
Yeah. Or load the line of scrimmage and dare Brock Purdy to beat you in the air. We've seen that.
Don is in San Francisco. Hey, Don, what's going on?
So I'm just more considerate about McCaffrey, you know what I mean, when they bring him back so soon. I would feel I'm more comfortable he have a little more rest, you know what I mean, maybe the 6 week. But you cannot say it. It's hard for me to say, too, is how he be 100% or not 100%.
Yeah, no, yeah. I'm with you.
It's
thanks,
tricky.
Don.
Yeah.
Appreciate the call.
Run DMC is tricky.
But not for us. Like, we have, like, we don't know anything. Like, I hold him out for this long, that long, or this long. I don't, who knows? Yeah,
no, but the title of the jam is The Impact. And it had no impact on the team and Kyle's play calling last Monday night. And they dusted the Jets, right? But, Stoddy, there is impact every week on, will this
every
be the
team. There's impact every week on every team in terms of injuries.
Right. But when you're dealing with, we don't know when we're comfortable bringing our best player back.
Well, Jordan Love, they don't know when they're going to bring their best player back. That's all I'm saying. Like, I just think we act like this is a cataclysmic event. Mm. And I guarantee you, Kyle Shanahan is not nearly as worried about this as fans. Because even if he's like, you know what? We got a little trouble brewing with McCaffrey. They still are Super Bowl contenders. Yeah. They have to be, even without McCaffrey. So,
well, it looked like that Monday night.
And nobody, like, everybody agrees. Well, you got to be careful. Okay, they'll be careful. They'll bring him back as soon as they can and as safely as they can. But I don't, other than affirming that the 49ers need to be careful with this, we just got to kind of wait and see how it plays out.
Do you get my premise on maybe you would rather lose, not go in a game trying to lose a game, but if you lost a couple games but gave him more rest, so you would think in a perfect world he'd be more healthy, wouldn't you make that trade-off?
Like, what's the trade-off you're asking?
Maybe we lose a couple games because we hold him out longer.
That's where I think Kyle Shanahan is not like that. First of all, he's never go into a game saying, well, if we lose, but I don't, you can't. So it sounds to me like that to me would be the worst thing you could do, because then you're going to play him based on the results that you're getting. And that to me doesn't sound safe. It sounds like if he's going to be out 2 weeks, he's out 2 weeks. If we think he's going to be out four, he's out four. More than that. But like, I wouldn't be like, look, we're gonna hold him out until we lose a game. Well, what if you start 7-0? I mean, I don't know. It's tough talking about injuries when we know nothing about the injury or how the guy feels or pain tolerance or all any of that kind of stuff. All right, coming up on the other side, we're gonna have some fun with sounds of the game.
Yeah,
we went through some coaches' post-game press conferences, and I found a couple interesting things. We'll go around the league and talk about it on 95.7 The Game. But don't forget, Download the Odyssey app directly from our QR code on both YouTube and Twitch. Brought to you by First NorCal Credit Union. For a low-rate auto loan, apply online or just ask for First NorCal financing at the dealer. That segment also brought to you by Chilton Auto Body. That's right. That's right. All right, Ross. Thanks. Appreciate it. That was NFL Odyssey Insider Ross Tucker. Insider calls brought to you by Hellman's Real Mayonnaise. Mayo game day, be delicious. And, of course, he came to us courtesy of the River Islands guest line.
Yeah.
The River Islands guest line.
Who can promote
Discover
like
the
Moss.
Islands yeah. in Lathrop. By the way, you're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco. Always live on the free Odyssey app, Twitch and YouTube, powered by First NorCal Credit Union. Ah, it's too bad. It's too bad he said the Cowboys.
Why'd you say that?
Why'd you say that?
Well, like, I'll tell you why, is because the NFC, we all know it revolves around the San Francisco 49ers. But there are contenders, the Eagles, the Cowboys.
Who have a Niner problem.
The problem is,
yeah.
and the issue is, and I was telling Evan this, and I think you overheard it before the show, is, unfortunately, we just can't have an objective conversation about the Cowboys.
And I threw my coffee mug. You can have the most objective. They have a Niner problem.
Yeah, we go.
And I'm not, come on now. Hey, Zimmer is great. He's disguising the defense. Like, wow. But Dak against the Niners is right. their Achilles heel. And
yeah,
that's
I guess,
just where I'm at with it.
Yeah, and that's fair. That's fair. I mean,
dang. Jimmy beat him in the playoffs. They yeah. beat him 50-something to whatever it was last year on yeah. Sunday night. And then they beat him in the playoffs yeah. here when Dak threw the game away. I'm sorry, bud.
But just trust me that it's no fun when we talk about the Cowboys and you're always like, we can't beat the
but
Niners.
But what's to talk about when you lose to the Packers when you're losing 27-0 at home? That's all.
We can't beat the 49ers.
Don't bury the lead.
We're
that
not.
Dude's a commercial. He
We're
can
not.
Plug with the best stuff of Stoddy. Stoddy, give Ross
what
his credit.
What did he plug?
Plugging everything he was doing. The games. And
oh, yeah, the games.
He can do it all. Podcast.
Yeah.
And he has a way to do it.
He's a pro.
Yeah, there it is.
Boy. Stop getting on Brady. He was good. I watched the whole game.
Well, Stoddy, it was 1st and 10, and Dak's a pretty good quarterback.
Well, you like that fussle.
And Deshaun
you like that
Watson,
fake hustle.
He throws it in the flat, and yeah, there's a touchdown. Stoddy. Yeah. We'll be back.
That was horrible. He doesn't say we'll be back. That's the play-by-play guy.
Man, yeah, come on, I'm being drama. Come on, now.
Let's go to Nick in Berkeley. Hey,
it's
Nick,
first
how you
time,
doing,
Jim?
Hey,
Nick.
So,
yeah.
So after the game, Shanahan,
I love
was like,
Nick.
Oh yeah, we ran Mason for the last 2 years. I'm like, no, you did not, bro.
Hey.
Stop that.
Don't try to take
Mason's hype. And Guru. Man, Dak, every time he plays the Niners, he turns into Jimmy Garoppolo and throws some weird
passes.
Every time, yeah. bro. It's iconic. And it was so funny. Like, where is Aaron Rodgers right now? What is he doing?
Wow.
Like,
he's quarterback in the Jets.
He quit. He quit at halftime, bro.
Oh, please.
Oh, wow.
He did. He went all the way to South America to take psychedelics and still didn't get his mind right when he plays the Niners.
Oh, yeah, look at my man, Nick. Yeah.
Yeah, that's what's up. Hey, one game at a time. One down, 19 to go.
Look at
Thanks, Nick.
I like Nick. He calls a roast, too.
Yeah.
And afternoons.
Come on, Nick. We should put a limit on some callers. Make sure you hang up on him when
he
I start talking
yeah,
about
he
him.
He said he quit. That's
please hang up on
quit.
Nick. Because
no
I
limit,
wanna,
Stoddy, no limit.
No, please hang up on Nick because I want to rip him, but I don't want him to still be on the line. Cut him off, Spadone.
Well. Boy, I could do
Love
a
you,
case
Nick.
Study on Dion. That thing is it's
would it be
what does Priest say? It's rotten from the head up, dude. It is. He is just,
and it's interesting.
Do your job.
I think it's interesting, Evan.
Gee, take the sunglasses off. How about you, Coach?
You're exactly like Deion Sanders, my man.
No, seriously, that hurts.
Well, you are.
Please.
Do you wear sunglasses inside?
I have.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Right. Are you arrogant?
Ask the guys in
the
back.
You're super religious. You're going to mass four times a week.
They asked
like
him about the coach beating him. He goes, I'll lose to the man that loves God. As long as that coach loves. Oh. No, we're not talking about that. What is going on with your team? You can't block. You got the portal.
How about this? No shader, but their quarterback stinks.
Who I thought was about to be Dan Marino. Of course. Let me stop.
You should. He's a good coach.
No. Anytime a black man criticizes a black man, I'm a sellout. I can't give you my real thoughts on the Tyreek Hill video.
I can't speak to that. I won't speak to that.
Oh, boy.
By the way, it's official. All the fantasy numbers have been computed. I have the third leading scoring team in the league.
Why are you begging, Benny? Shout out Spadoni. Mm-hmm. Benny, why are you begging? You lost.
That's just facts. I'm a journalist. I deal in facts.
You're 0-1.
You're right.
That's the fact.
And I have an offensive machine.
For one week.
I just happened to run into a team that was just a little hotter.
All right. Who do you got this week?
I have no idea.
What starts tomorrow?
Miami? I don't have anybody.
Bills.
And Buffalo? I don't have anybody. Right. Although I used to have that guy, K-Met.
Look at him. K-Met.
All right.
I just picked him up.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Who's he playing for now?
Bills.
Is he still in the Bills?
Yeah.
All right.
Look at Spadoni get the chicken. Fact check.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I told Spadoni my daughter was at Finland, England yesterday. Soccer game.
Oh, wow.
The UEFA Cup.
Or that's UEFA. An experience, I have to imagine.
I believe it was at Wembley Stadium.
And you knew the stadium Ross was talking about his debut?
Oh, Franklin Field?
Franklin Field.
Oh, good. Let me tell you about Franklin Field.
Pasadena Field in Washington, in Fremont, Washington.
Well, so Franklin Field is the home to the University of Pennsylvania. By the way, not to be confused with Penn State.
The Quakers.
There you go. Ivy League school. Mm-hmm. A lot of people out here think that Penn and Penn State are the same school. They're not. Penn State, of course, in State College, Pennsylvania. State College, which is right in the middle of Pennsylvania.
Happy Valley.
The university, that's what it's called, yes. The University of Pennsylvania is in the city of brotherly love, Philadelphia.
Mm.
But now, what you may be more familiar with as it relates to Franklin Field is an event called the Penn Relays.
Have you ever heard that?
You've never heard of the Penn Relays?
No.
Evan? Have you ever heard? Okay, Ken?
Kenny!
Oh, my God. It's only the most famous track meet this side of the Millrose
games. If I were your program director, I would fine you every time you make a reference
to
Pennsylvania high school.
It's not high school. It's college in your face. Mm-hmm.
D-Lew, don't write that. Philly is a dump. We're in California. We can't. Yeah.
What are you looking at?
Nothing.
Oh, no. Is this game? Hey, Evan, is that game live? Is that game right there live?
Why do you poison Evan? Because it starts.
I'm not asking him to make a judgment. Is that game live?
Yeah, it is.
Do you know that?
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Well, neighbor has a run line.
I do have a slight distraction for you. Goo, did you hear Steiny's question to Ross Tucker?
All I know, Evan, is it was long, but nobody would. All I do is get the clock.
Tick tock, tick tock.
Oh my God,
Steiny.
How many seconds?
I got you on a 47-second question, Ross Tucker.
No chance.
No chance.
By the way, that did not include the read you had to do before the question.
47 seconds.
No. It didn't include the question.
Yeah, but don't you? Oh my God.
Oh,
don't you get radio?
Yes, I do.
Do you not get radio?
Oh, now here's an explanation.
Once I do the read,
okay,
then I have to set up the. I can't just do the read and be like, "Hey, Ross, you like the Eagles?" No, I have to be like.
Well, it wasn't about the Eagles.
Hold on, I have to be like.
We can play the question.
It's
when
not
we're not going to do
question.
That.
Yeah,
no,
yes,
we're not
we
doing
are.
That.
The
we
debut
we're not doing
at a clock.
So I
got
insider calls brought to you by Hellman's Real Mayonnaise.
Okay.
You can pick it up at Kroger's, Walmart, any grocery store. It's going to add a creamy flavor to your game day dishes this football season. All right, getting back to Ross Tucker. Ross, like that's 6 seconds right there.
But that ain't when the clock starts.
Yes, it is.
Oh,
that's how we start.
We'll hear it when we get back.
No, we won't.
I have heard you do many seamless transitions
Evan,
from
you,
reads
baby.
Before. You are better at them than you think, but this was not your best moment.
Look at him. You're on the clock, bud.
The reason the question was a little bit longer is because Tucker's...
A little bit.
47.
Tucker's connection was terrible. And so I felt like, you know what, Steiny? Take some pressure off your fellow Berks County native, okay? Because people don't want to hear that...
Some say it was 90.
Time for the legal.
Hey, Trump. Some are saying. And by the way,
is a gem.
Put this in your pipe and smoke it. K-Mets on the Bears. Not on the Bills.
I've been having a good day, too. Happy Valley.
Yeah, you've only
Quakers.
Made three mistakes.
Well, there's a Cole Kmet on the Bears.
That's who I meant.
But yeah, right.
Is there
right.
another Kmet?
No, I got my guy on the Bills.
Who?
Ferguson got hurt, the tight end for Dallas.
There are two K-Mets.
No, Kincaid's on the Bills.
Thank you.
To who?
You.
But, I don't know.
Well, K-Met doesn't exist.
We just want to hear the clock, but when we get back, that's great. 47
clock,
of them.
Clock.
This is going to hurt me.
Clock.
That is great.
Ferguson, no Ferguson either on the Bills, Goo.
On Dallas.
He's on Dallas.
That's my guy who got hurt.
Guru.
Get
Stop.
In
no.
the game.
No.
You're trying to deflect.
You know it.
Yeah.
6-5-0. I felt Tom Brady did a great job. Of all the games to be assigned to, the game was absolutely done and boring before the end of the first quarter. It was his first game. Guru, let's give him a few more games.
It's not about, I can watch the
right
worst game with the best commentators like Evan. And I'm telling you, Bills, Cardinals, Ross is good. I mean, that's not a shock, Stein. He's got a personality. Boom, bam, John Madden.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, see,
oh,
you come around.
Oh, boy,
again.
He didn't copy that.
No, it ain't about where you got
Ross
it
Ross is an original. Boom.
It's not.
Kapow.
Hey, welcome to Sunday school. Please turn your Bible to page 8.
Right. You know why?
Give me something.
Yeah. You're all
or
about
get
emotion.
Get out the booth.
You could have never
no,
played for Bill Walsh.
He's brawny of broadcasters.
You could have never played for Bill Walsh.
The great Bill Walsh.
I need Dan Campbell to motivate me.
No,
that's right, because you're not a professional.
I don't like Danny. Too aggressive. Look at me.
Now he's
Look
too aggressive.
Look how I coach. Not how Tom Landry did
Guru,
it.
Guru criticizing Antonio Pierce for not going on in a fourth,
oh, I'm hurt
fourth
that
and
one.
16.
Stop.
But, all right. On the other side.
Your question.
No. That was, we
I'll
walk.
Will fight. We
I'll,
will fight.
I'll walk.
We're playing that bad
On the
boy.
Other side, I'm walking. What's coming up next on the game is presented by Fremont Bank, celebrating 60 years of full-service banking with no compromises. That segment also brought to you by Life Source Water Systems.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Good afternoon. Great, great, I think, comment from the YouTube chat from Theodore Rand.
Okay.
Theodore Rand. You can't evaluate Brady based on one game because it was also abysmal to watch. And Deshaun Watson is quickly turning another Brown season into a train.
Man, Steiny, I don't know what's going on there. But
remember your first show?
Yeah, no, it's not but the mechanics are the mechanics.
Yeah, they're
your tone is your tone.
Yeah.
Your energy can be controlled. But is he really that hungry to say I'm going to be or try to be a different version of myself? Somebody that wasn't given the scholarship, they can't afford that luxury.
I would assume somebody as competitive as Tom Brady probably wants to get better at it. And I thought he was pretty darn good.
Oh.
I told you that.
Well, you did. But you go against the grain, because now it's everywhere. You can go in Walgreens
exactly.
and they're talking about how bad Brady
and
was.
And you guys are ill-informed. You know what?
I hear what I hear.
Most of you have no idea what it's like to do television. So,
Evan does.
I'll take your criticism with a grain of salt.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah.
But commentators, just close your eyes. It'll be over. Because I know it hurts when they put the clock on you. But we're going
Do you
to
want
hear
to take
the question.
A call first.
Yeah, we can even let it marinate. Yeah. You're really
we'll
bothered.
Take a call first. Yeah. Chris in San Jose.
Hey, guys. Love the show.
Oh,
couple things.
So first off, are you aware the Chicago White Sox have lost 113 games and there's still 4 weeks left?
We were just talking about them during the break, how bad they were. Go ahead.
My eyeballs almost popped out when I saw that. I didn't even realize it. Secondly, we moved to Nashville in 2021 from the Bay Area. Best decision. And I was watching the game Monday night and just appreciating how spoiled we are, man, as 49er fans. You want to talk about misery? Guys I play golf with out in Nashville, these guys are all Titan fans, and they're miserable. They're absolutely miserable. So watching the game Monday night, couldn't have been more appreciative. I'll listen offline. Appreciate it.
Hey, Chris, hold on. Great call.
Yeah.
Okay, so my understanding of Nashville is it's too late to move there because you can't get the bang for the buck that you could have gotten 5 or 10 years ago.
That's true. 32,000 families since COVID.
Wow.
32,000.
Wow. All right.
Wow.
Have a good life.
Yeah.
It's crazy. You run into people, everyone there is either from NorCal or L.A. or San Diego.
Wow. Thanks, Chris.
That's
crazy.
I wonder what gas is there. When I went to North Carolina, it was like 315, 305.
Is that a lot?
No, that's nothing.
Oh.
Ours is 569.
Well, you got an electric, bro. California, love it or leave it.
Where you don't get what you pay for.
Love it or leave. You get everything you pay for.
Not property-wise.
Look, go move to Kansas.
House going for $1 million, please.
Move to Kansas then. Go ahead. Go ahead if you don't like it.
Give me Texas.
You wouldn't survive in Texas. Seriously. Those cities would... All right, do you want to do this?
Yeah, I can't. Evan doesn't.
He doesn't have it.
Oh, okay. All right.
Oh, dude, that's a shame. Right. You hate to see it.
As long as you admit it, you admitted it.
Okay.
We got to just... Dude, what were you thinking about? That's a minute. He probably was like, what did you ask me?
He didn't hear half of it because he was in a tunnel.
That,
and I had to repeat it, too.
Yeah.
D. Lou, you don't need to hear anything. Tom Brady is just drab, according to the 510. As a broadcaster, you know you have to be dynamic, Steiny. I'm not just doing this to troll.
Yeah.
There are certain guys who are so big that when they talk, you just listen because Belichick, absolutely. When Michael Jordan talks, everyone's just, like, he doesn't say anything, but you listen.
But he's not doing play-by-play.
But you listen.
Bill either, who's great on TV.
Just listen to what he says.
But you understand there's a natural science component to being the color guy. You got somebody doing the play-by-play. You got to, and he did it. You're right. It was science, but...
You came in with a preconceived notion.
The guy he replaced was great.
You were going to say
Greg Olsen was great. New and on his way.
You and many others were determined to criticize him regardless.
Oh, no.
Absolutely.
I like Brady too much for that.
There's no way he could have come in and delivered. The skepticism was too high.
Huh? I'll just say this. I got company. It's not just me.
Of course, because take an easy way out. Take an easy way out.
We'll see this week. I forget what game he has. What's the game of the week? I'll tell you.
I'll say it again. If you haven't done TV, you probably don't know how hard it is.
That I understand.
Yeah. And you know what?
Don't be a model if you're ugly.
That podcast doesn't count. The city
shout
guys.
Shout out to the happy hour.
Happy hour.
They want you too.
Well,
that was a great time.
Pay me.
Yeah. Sweater was just a little small.
You know they're making money off that podcast. How much you get for it?
Now, I don't pocket watch
I do.
That was our city boy hooked that up, our guy. Those were his bros. I went over there. We had a good time.
How much did they pay you?
Don't worry about that.
So they did.
No,
they did pay you.
No, I didn't.
I knew it.
Oh, stop. I went because I'm a man of the people.
Yeah, you're right.
You really want, you got a fee, huh? Even in the street.
Yes.
Wow. You don't get far, man.
I'm a busy man.
You golfing today?
Last time of the year.
Wow, yeah, your last one.
208, I'm out.
Yeah, right, until Willard comes in here.
Nah, I'm out at 208.
Put your bag down, okay.
The difference between leaving at 208 and 212 means I can catch an Antioch bar train instead of having to wait 9 minutes.
Dude, that's a big deal.
Yeah, it's a big 9 minutes. It's a big 9 minutes. 888-957-9570 is the number. We're going to get back into the Niners on the other side. We've got a lot to talk about. I want to play some more of this Brian Baldinger sound, and then also want to play this Kyle Shanahan sound about a Jay Glazer report that's pretty interesting.
Before you do that, can I just ask you, do you think that, because we're going to hear it, and does it really matter at this juncture? And I know you could save it for the other side.
No, but we don't have to play it.
No, I'm just asking. No, I want to hear it. But it's like, what are we, a family or a relationship's gotten past something?
Well, we don't know that.
Mm. You know what?
I shed
my yapper.
I didn't agree with some of the post-game analysis, but some 49er fans felt Ayuk was upset after that game on Monday. Now, I listened to the whole interview, and I didn't necessarily think he was. He was short, but
I'm going to shut my yapper.
Quit trying to cheer me up.
Oh, wow.
All right. On the other side, more 49er talk, and I do want to play this. And some of it's just to give you guys more information about what's going on with the San Francisco 49ers, and then you can put it in the context that you like. 888-957-9570 is the number. We'll be back. Talk more 49ers on the other side.
What's up? It's your boy Guru. And as I've been telling you, Prize Picks is the easiest and most exciting way to play daily fantasy sports. Unlike those other apps, on Prize Picks, it's just you against the numbers. Download the Prize Picks app today and use my code Guru957 and get $50 instantly when you play $5. That's code Guru957 on Prize Picks and win $50 instantly when you play $5. You don't even need to win to receive the $50 bonus. It's guaranteed. Prize Picks, run your game. Must be present in certain states. Visit prizepicks.com for details.